This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The mobile home industry is a good ways past its prime. Since its heyday about 15 years ago, sales have fallen by about 90%. The downward spiral obviously started long before the housing bust, but then the Great Recession put a whole lot of mobile home retailers out of business. Sales are starting to pick up again with a stronger economy, but there is still, as Gigi Duban reports from Birmingham, Alabama, a long way to go.
If anyone can give the mobile home industry a boost, it's the show Duck Dynasty. The backwoods reality show stars recently struck a deal with one of the big manufacturers, Clayton Homes.
What do I know about Clayton Homes? I know they're built right here in America.
And they know the difference between a house and a home.
But this is a TV show whose characters refer to themselves as redneck. And that's a stereotype the mobile home industry is trying to shake.
I have family members that, you know, think I'm in the trailer business.
That's Kirk Walker. He sells mobile homes for The Home Place in Pinson, Alabama.
And, of course, they've been in and looked and can't imagine that this is what a mobile home or manufactured home has come to.
He shows me one of the homes they have for sale.
Of course, you've got 9-foot ceilings in here with 6-inch crown throughout the house.
Walker says these houses are more energy efficient than they used to be. Inside, they look a lot like a regular home. But he says the real draw is the price. A new mobile home in 2012 was less than half the cost of a traditional new home. Walker says people are realizing that, but it's been a slow crawl toward where the market once was.
For 2012, we probably had a 20 to 25% increase over what 2010.
There are still challenges. Sherry Norris is head of the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association. She says her industry is trying to loosen federal restrictions on loans for manufactured houses.
We haven't been able to sell the homes we would like because of the strenuous regulations that have been put on financing.
Another thing dragging out the slump? A lot of people in the last few years thought, why buy a mobile home when there are cheap foreclosures?
It's still hurting us a little. There are still an influx of site-built foreclosures out there that banks are dumping, you know, at lower prices.
Linda and Walter House, a retired couple, made an offer on a foreclosed house in Adamsville, Alabama.
I wanted a brick house.
And she kept saying she didn't want no trailer house to live in. I told her, just come on and look at them anyway.
Linda House took a look and fell in love with a 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, double-wide. The couple withdrew their offer on the foreclosure. They said it would have taken thousands of dollars more to repair. They told their friends and family they opted for a mobile home instead.
Some of them thought we'd lost our mind.
3 years later, the House family has no regrets.
This is their kitchen. You have to see the kitchen.
The kitchen's the most important room in the house.
Yeah.
They've even added a garage. It holds 2 cars, 3 tractors, and as Linda House jokingly puts it, a whole bunch of junk. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.